Persecution is normally something you want to avoid, but some people are claiming the persecuted label with disastrous consequences. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about how God is moving through his global church from Iran to Albania and how you can be praying. So we'll start today with a look at the refugees from Iran and Afghanistan who are looking for safety in Europe and North America. Now, many of them are fleeing religious persecution, but Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran says sometimes all is not as it seems. See, many refugees claim to be Christians so that governments will take them in.
There was this amazing opportunity for them to be able to leave their previous life, put it behind, and start a new life. And they really did not care if it was political asylum or religious asylum.
Now, the church is trying to bring new believers into the body of Christ, while authorities are trying to sort out who actually needs asylum.
Unfortunately, in the midst of all this chaos, you also have a lot of legitimate Christians that are being persecuted in the countries and cannot go back now that are being penalized.
So what should Christians do?
I think it is the church's responsibility and our responsibility to just continue to pray for them. For them to truly have an encounter with Jesus and for that transformation to be a real life-changing transformation.
Pray for wisdom and compassion for authorities, for grace and discretion for the church, and for conviction and peace for the refugees as the situation continues to unfold. Next, in Africa, people born with disabilities are often considered cursed. Now, parents of these children might hide them away or even leave them in the wilderness to die. But while society says people with disabilities have little value, the gospel shows us that God feels otherwise.
He has a special place in his heart for these children who are unwanted. And right now, my testimony is these children were not allowed to be members of the family previously. And God has provided like a beautiful, beautiful home for them.
That's Margaret Njuguna, and the home she's talking about is En Gedi, a ministry partner of Set Free Ministries in Kenya. At En Gedi, children with disabilities are given a second chance at life, and God is growing this unique ministry rapidly. After just 4 years in operation, he's already provided for a new, larger facility.
Providing for us, even within a shorter time than we expected, is affirming that he owns all the resources. And that he called me. He knew that he will provide for me if only I answer his call. And that's what I did.
God called Njuguna into this ministry to love on these children and to challenge societal norms. For more on her story, go to missionnews.org. And when Albania opened up in 1991, many people were willing to hear the gospel and the church grew. But corruption and economic problems devastated the nation and tainted the growth of the church.
There are still many, many problems within the country. As far as the church is concerned, I would say that the initial enthusiasm and growth has plateaued, and it is challenging, really, for the church.
However, Teach Beyond's David Midwinter says there are still ministry opportunities. One such that Teach Beyond is seizing is establishing more Christian schools, and they're working with other national ministries to bring the vision to fruition.
Albania was declared the first atheistic state, and now there is a fantastic opportunity for Christian schools that can make a huge difference across the nation. As children are taught and discipled, that their hearts become open to the Lord and they commit their lives to him and grow in him, it will change the future leaders of the country.
Pray for God's guidance in establishing transformational education. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.